You're listening to Moon Monkey. On this episode, we're going to be talking about Isle of Dogs, directed by Wes Anderson.
So it starts off, Mayor Kobayashi decides that all dogs should be banished to Trash Island because of an outbreak of dog flu and snout fever. The first dog that he chooses to be banished is a dog that is in his own household and is the security dog of his ward.
Spots.
And the mayor's ward gets very upset at the fact that Spots has been banished to Trash Island, so steals a plane and goes to find his dog.
Yeah.
Is the basic idea of this movie.
Yeah, that's basically the plot of the story. It's a young boy going to get his dog back.
What's not to
from
like?
From the sort of island, which is quarantined off from the mainland.
Yeah.
So yeah, it had a fantastic cast. And I think that was one of the main things they sort of sold the film on, was all the voice actors that were in it. So you have Bryan Cranston, who plays Chief, who plays the main dog in it. You've got Bill Murray, Jeff Goldblum, Edward Norton, Scarlett Johansson, like so many names. That was like most of the trailer was just a page full of names of people who were in it.
Yeah, that's a really good cast.
Yeah, and they all did like a really good job, I think, of creating their own individual characters. Because each dog's slightly different and got their own quirks.
Lots of returning people for Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
People that he's worked with before. And he's doing stop motion again after Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yeah.
Have you seen Fantastic Mr. Fox?
I haven't seen that. I have to say, I'm not a big Wes Anderson fan, so I haven't seen all of his movies.
I don't think I've actually seen Fantastic Mr. Fox all the way through. But what I did see, I thought, oh, that's alright.
Yeah, I've seen parts of it.
Yeah, I don't think I've actually
like,
seen
it. I know he's like very, very popular. And I've seen like part of Grand Budapest Hotel, which I think was like a big hit for him.
Yeah, I think I'd do that.
I think he's one of those directors where like, because he's got that following, like every film he does is pretty popular amongst like his fans anyway, even if like other people don't get it. Even from like his very first film, was it Meet the Tenenbaums was the first one he did? And Life Aquatic with Steven Zissou.
Yeah, like he's done a lot of good ones.
Yeah, but he sort of has his very own particular style, which I think it's, well, I hesitate to say love it or hate it, but it's a very unique style.
Yeah, it has his own things. Like, you can tell it's his thing. Like, you've got, like, the kind of 60s music and just the little bits of costume detail for each character.
Yeah.
It gives you more about them. Like, even the dogs, like, have got their own little bits.
Yeah.
Like, Bill Murray's dogs in a certain kind of baseball shirt or whatever.
Yeah, one of the things that I loved about it was the animation and the models they made of the dogs.
But I think like the thing with the stop motion animation is that it gives him the chance to like really expand on all those things that make Wes Anderson movies Wes Anderson movies, because he has that, he can get to put in all
like
those little bits
visuals.
Of details that he couldn't before.
Yeah,
it gets even more of it,
and it's more charming than your sort of CG films.
It's much nicer
because it's more feels handmade.
It has a nice little kind of scratchy, scrappy feel to it. I really like it. Even like the little bits with the dog's fur moving and all that.
Yeah, because when it's like wind and it's like they're moving every shot, it looks really, really
and they all have like little, like so much detail.
Yeah, all the
really
set design and everything was really good. Like about his like direction style, I was talking like where he usually has everything like centered in the screen. Like, he uses a very specific, like, sort of static camera shot. Not always static, but it's sort of like everything's always center frame and it's always framed in a particular way. Like, every shot throughout the film, like, it doesn't really vary at all. So that's something that's like, yeah, you either get into that quickly or it's kind of off-putting.
But did you like it?
I did enjoy like, I wasn't bored through the film, I'll say that. Like, I thought it was a little bit overlong, but it did keep me entertained. And it does, yeah, there was enough in there to keep me interested. It wasn't like, because the one thing, like, I felt like it should have been funnier. Like, I felt a lot of the jokes didn't land for me. And it could have been a little bit funnier. And like I said, it was a little bit overlong. But I was entertained through it, and it was a very unique story, I felt. Like, I haven't seen many other films with that plot or that specific sort of.
And you're not a dog person.
Weirdness. No, that's true. I think if people like dogs, I think they would like this more.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I really liked it. I thought it was really good. And it had some, like, even with, like, stop-motion dogs, it still had enough with the characters. And even if it's just a story about the little pilot wanting to find his dog, that's enough. But I feel like there's lots
going
on.
They did a very like storybook feel, even to the point of like chaptering.
Yeah, yeah. There's loads of like, I like the episodic kind of structure and stuff like that.
Yeah, which is quite nice.
But I think like there's loads going on underneath it, like with the like you could look at it just like the dog story, which is enough for me. But you've got like the
well, I felt like the story on the mainland that was following the exchange student, that bit didn't really work. Like, I thought they should have kept it, like, on the island with the dogs and the little pilot. Like, every time it cut back, I felt like I wanted it to go back to the...
But then you wouldn't have got, like, the undercurrent story of, like, the corporatism of the mayor being corrupt and things like that, and the whole turning the population against the dogs. But really, they loved their dogs, but they were told, like, oh, the dogs are bad, you know, you've got to get rid of the dogs.
Yeah, I suppose that was to get that across.
And the rigged election and things like that, which I feel like was a big part of the story. And there's loads of stuff, like, but when you think about it, this would have took so long to make, like a dog just looking to one side would have probably taken a day or something, or what's, I don't know exactly. But you look at it now and it's been released and then there's all these student protests and you've talked about corruption of governments and elections and things like that.
Yeah.
Going around the globe, and I think it's quite interesting that this came out. And they wouldn't have planned it like that, because it would be 2 or 3 years ago, whatever, they would have started making this.
Yeah, I mean, there were some interesting political messages about sort of internment, and they'd obviously like a lot of good satire or political commentary by making it dogs. It makes it more easily accessible for people, because everyone loves dogs. Sometimes people don't care about humans, but by making it dogs, you're putting
some
across
people like cats
a serious political point.
Yeah,
but again, it's like the whole dogs cat separation. Like, it's like could be a metaphor for racism or separating people.
Yeah, yeah.
Or or immigration, this kind of
thing. That's what I'm saying, there's loads in there.
But like, by making it pets, it's easier for people to not feel like so put off by like, oh, you're preaching to me. Because it's like, oh, it's dogs and cats. Yeah. It's only after you realise, like, oh, that could apply to our society, couldn't it?
But I think it was like made from a point of view, like a lot of this stuff is just like a kind of love for cinema and a love for Japanese cinema as well. I think like, and some people have said like, oh, he's
cultural appropriation.
Things like that. But I just feel like he's just done it because he likes Japanese cinema. And I never really got that vibe.
Well, that's what
I in the
heard.
Movie. I didn't really get that from it.
Before
at all.
Going in, I'd heard that there was that kind of like misappropriating Japanese culture and not really being respectful to it. But yeah, I have to say, I didn't feel that through the film. I thought that it showed a sort of love for Japanese film and cinema, and apparently the mayor Kobayashi is based on a character I believe Toshiro Mifune played in a Japanese movie, and I imagine if the more you know about Japanese film, there's probably other references in there.
And you know a lot about Japanese film.
Yeah, but I didn't notice too many. Yeah. But I imagine there's some other references, and I believe one of the writers was also is part Japanese, who wrote this as well, along with Wes Anderson.
So, and Jason Schwartzman.
Yeah, so it's definitely a unique movie. I think kids would love it.
Although it is a bit, there is some quite gruesome things. There's like fish being chopped up for sushi, a dog's ear gets bitten off. There is some bits that's like, not really a cuddly movie in a way. It does have nice cuddly dogs, but there's some bits that's like a bit more than you'd expect, is all I would say.
But it's like sort of a mild comedy. Like, it's not a gross out comedy or anything,
it's not for adults.
Like, anyone could find it enjoyable.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's not maybe
for young children. For very young children. But yeah, if you like dogs, if you like Japan.
Yeah, there's like animal testing. Looking back at it, there's some stuff that was but yeah, I just think it was a really good movie, and it's probably one of his better ones for me. Although I wouldn't like to rank them. But I think it's one of his better ones, and it's got a nice feel to it. Very good voice actors, and
yeah, I mean, it's an enjoyable time, and it's an original story, which I always like to.
And there's loads going on in it, and I'm probably going to see it again, if I'm honest, because I did like it that much.
Well, that was our review of Isle of Dogs. Thanks for listening. Make sure to like and subscribe, and we'll be back again soon with another review.